Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Ches, four lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Torah Moyes Koinos, that Medureisa Kesa could even be Koinim Metaflin. And Rashi on Daf Mem Vavam and Beis stated, Ke Eshchon Gabi Koinim in a Hegdish, She'amber Torah Vinasan HaKesa V'Kamloi, which is not an exact quote of a Pasuk, but is based on a Pasuk in Pashbuch HaKosai, and I and other Rishonim who bring other Mekoros, and I and Tasted in Erevin pay Alpha and Beis, and in Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Rabbanim made Xira that Moyes isn't koinu by metatlin mishum shem yisufu chutecha balia, as we discussed. Yish Lakish argued Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that we can't learn metatlin from hegdish, and he brought a pasuk that metatlin is nicknamed b'mashicha, and mois ain't koinu b'mashicha. However, let's keep in mind that based on our mishnah on daf memdal and medalef, even Yish Lakish agrees that l'fi Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that dvat Torah mois koinu is, and our gemara now continues tanan. We learned in our mishnah on daf memdal and medalef that even though mois isn't koinu, but if a seller received money from a buyer and then retracts and doesn't want to go forward with the sale, then Chum stated that the klal of Misha Parah would apply to him. And as the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, that Abel Amru, however, Chum stated Misha Parah Midaram Abel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took retribution against the Daram Abel, who also the Parah Misha Ina Oim B'Diburai, he will also take retribution against a person that doesn't keep his word. And the Gemara is, I'm a Bishleim and Mois Kainis, if we would hold like Rabbi Yechon, that Mois is Kainis Midaraisa, and therefore, since the buyer gave money to the seller, so the buyer was Kaina Midaraisa, and it's only Midrabanan that Rabbanan said that he wasn't koina, and therefore mishum hachi koi ba'avol, and it makes sense that since the buyer really bought this chayfetz and midiraisa he really owns it, so the chacham said that even though it's true that the seller has a right to back out, ultimately if the seller backs out, then he will have this klala of mishapara. However, liam mois ina koinis, according to Reish Lakish, that midiraisa the buyer was not koina even though he paid money to the seller, and if so, the buyer doesn't really have any rights to the chayfetz. So am I koi ba'avol? So why would the mishnah state that there would be a klala of Mishapara? And the Gemara answers Mishun Dvarim that in a chanami the buyer really wasn't coin anything, but the Maisa the seller promised and the seller said he's going to sell this item to the buyer, and therefore since he went against his word, so therefore he will be koy ba'aval and the klala Mishapara would apply. And the Maisa this would make sense in the lashon of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated that hu asli para mimisha ino oimim b'diburai, and therefore we see that's Mishum Dvarim. And the Gemara asks over Dvarim mi koy ba'aval, do you say just because someone went against the word, therefore they're going to have this klala Mishapara? But we learned the Braisa, and we continue on Daf Mem Ches Amud Alef. And before we continue, let's point out that the Tan of this Braisa will be Rav Shimon, and we previously mentioned that even Reish Lakish agrees that based on the Sheet of Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, that we see that Rav Shimon holds that Mois is Koinus Midiraisa, and not like the Sheet of Reish Lakish. But the Maisa, the Braisa states, Rav Shimon tells us, Afal Pisha Amru Talis Koina Dinazov, Ve'in Dinazov Koina Talis, that even though we said that Talis is considered Metatlin Legabi Dinazov, and therefore if Reuben goes and is buying a talis from Shimon and he's going to pay him a dinazov, and Reuven goes and makes a mashicha on the talis, then certainly he's koina, and therefore he's going to owe Shimon the dinazov, and certainly Reuven can't retract. However, if Reuven paid a dinazov to Shimon, Shimon doesn't necessarily have to deliver the talis to Reuven, as Lemaise, at least on Rabbanic level, Mois is not koinais, therefore Shimon still has the right to retract and not continue with the transaction. But Mekol Makan Kachalacha, as Rashi says, Kleima Aflfi Puranis Asida Lavei Alachayza, that even though Shimon will have a great klala if he actually retracts, but lemaisa this dalacha that Bezdin can't be ma'akev, and if he wants to retract, he can retract. And Rav Shimon continues, and what is the great klala that will happen? Avul Amru the Chacham stated Mishapar Ma'anshi Dara Mabel, the one that took retribution against the Dara Mabel Ma'anshi Dara Flaga, and from the Dara Flaga Ma'anshi Sdoim Va'Meira, and from the people in Sdoim Va'Meira Umi Mitzum Shetavu Biyam, and from the Mitzum who drowned in the sea, who Asli Parim Misha Inyami B'Diburai, he will also take retribution from someone that is not Oim B'Diburai and doesn't keep his word. And from this part of the Braisa, there's certainly not a gray against Reish Lakish, as Rav Shimon hold that Mois is Koinus Midiraisa, and therefore certainly the buyer was Koinu the Talis, and by Shimon retracting, then Shimon is actually going against the Din Torah. It makes sense that the Klal of Mishapara should apply to him, and Lemaisa is not based on Dibur Ba'alma. However, the Braisa continues, Ba'noisiv and Noisim B'Dvarim Leikona. However, if Reuven and Shimon are discussing a transaction and they agree to do this transaction, then even though they agree to do a transaction, but lemaisa no one made a kinyan, therefore no one is koina. And if someone is choiza from their word, then chacham are not happy with them. Rava said, that this Bryce is teaching us that you shouldn't think that since he didn't keep his word, therefore he should have the klala of mishapara. And the Bryce tells us that since he only didn't keep his word, therefore the only din is that in ruach chacham, but there is no klala of mishapara. And therefore you see that if someone just goes against the word and doesn't keep their word, then the klala misha para doesn't apply. And if so, the Gemara is bothered that l'chayr according to Reish Lakish, how could the Mishnah state that there is going to be a klala misha para if l'chayr according to Reish Lakish, mice is not koines, and therefore the only problem was that Shimon went against his word and retracted from his promise to sell this item to Reuven. And l'maisa, this brisa just taught us that the klala misha para doesn't apply, and the only thing that applies is that in ruach hacham neichi meno, which is of course a much lower daga. And the Gemara continues and answers for Reish Lakish and is mechal between our Mishnah and the brisa, as in our Mishnah dvar v'ikar b'dal mois koy ba'aval. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon agreed, and in addition, Reuven already paid money to Shimon, and even though according to Reish Lakish mois is ain't a kindness, ultimately the buyer took action and he paid money to the seller, and therefore, since he actually went ahead with this transaction, therefore it's koy ba'aval, and the klala mishapara does apply. However, in the brisa dvarim v'leka b'dal mois like koy ba'aval, the brisa is only talking about a case of anoisim v'anoisim b'dvarim, and they didn't actually take any action to go and try to consummate the transaction. Therefore, the klala mishapara doesn't apply, and the only thing is that in ruach hacham neichi menu. And Rashi explains in ruach hacham neichi menu in nachas ruach lechach meisol b'maisim shelzeh, that the chama are not happy with the maisim of this person. Ein daitim neicha leim himenu al yodai. And Rav stated onu in lano klala cheres, there is no other klala ela ein hagam be'in hachamim, as we stated. And ayin and taisis dido maschal v'am rava onu in lano ela ein ruach hacham neichi menu. Where taisis es bim taima my kamash plan rava b'brais nami hachik tani hachoyze boy ein ruach hacham neichi menu. L'chayru, what is Rav adding on to the words of the brisa? And taisis explains v'yishloim and ashminu de ein ruach hacham neichi menu lav haynu mishapara tani b'reisha. As you would think that the words in Chacham Neichi Menu means that there is a klala mishapara, and Kamashmalan that they're two different concepts. Rashi Masech Tzibah Bekama states in Chacham v'chasidus b'kirbay, and Rashi Masech Tzkedushin states in Das Chacham Neichalim b'maisav klima in machzik and leitayva, that we don't do good things for him and we don't help him out. And the Ramban Masech Tzkedushin adds on b'chol makom sh'ama in Chacham Neichi Menu loy shechzik leitayva b'vad. Not only don't we do taiva for him, elish machzik and leira. And the Ramban references our brisa of Tanami, and we also learned in our brisa kolachizabay in ruach hacham neichi menu shemachzik leira mishum mechusri amana. The Rashba points out that Rav stated onu in lano ala in ruach hacham neichi menu that mashahutzuch Rav loyma onu in lano shloi toima kivin shein ruach hacham neichi menu meisa isaluta ksas. Maybe we think that it was some sort of klala, and at least there's a bit of a klala kamash malan shein by elu shein ruach hacham neichi menu bevad lefish hum mechusri amana, but there is no klala at all. And finally, in our Mishnah, we spoke about the klala mishapara, and the brisa we actually expanded on it, and we said Mishapara me anshe dar mablum anshe dar haplagum anshe stoyim v'amira u'mitzriyim shetav b'yam. And the Taisus Rush explains midar mabul shahim maleim chamas v'lo yehayim dem b'diburam, and they didn't keep their words. And vidar haplagum nokat agav dar mabul, that since we spoke about the dar mabul, therefore we include dar haplag as well. Of course, we know about the rishis of anshe stoyim v'amira. And the Taisus Rush points out that the mitzriyim also did not keep their words shabachal shahayim l'shaleich yisrael v'chazbem, as they consistently said they're going to send out klai yisrael, and ultimately they retracted. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Rav states, Krom Asisa Misayel Edo Reish Lakish, that I'll bring a raya from a pasuk as well as from a Mishnah. Reish Lakish is correct that you can't be Koine Metalthin with mice, and you can only be Koine Metalthin through Meshicha. And Rav explains, Kra, the pasuk that I'll bring your raya from is in Pashas Vayikra, and the Siv, as it says in the pasuk, B'negeya, the Din of Hashem Gzeilois, Nefesh Kisechto, Molo Mol Bashem, Vichichish Bamisa, Bibikadin, Oy Bisumis Yad, Oy Begozel, Oy Oshakasamisai. And the pasuk teaches us, if someone lies and he swears falsely that he doesn't have a deposit and he doesn't have a loan, or he didn't steal something, or he swears falsely that he doesn't owe a worker his wages, and we know that if Edom come and they testify that he was lying, then he has a chiyah to pay a keren v'chaymish, and he also has to bring an asham gzeilais. And the pasuk uses the term sumas yad to refer to a loan. And Amar Rav Chista says kagoyin sheyichid like kli la'vasai, that the only time that you're going to be chayiv to bring an asham gzeilais and you have a chiyah of a keren v'chaymish is only when you swore falsely. Not only did Reuven borrow money from Shimon, but at the time of the loan, Reuven also designated Kli as a mashkin for the loan. In addition, when the Torah speaks about a person that owes money to his worker, the pasuk uses the term of oshak esamisai. The Gemara tells us that when the pasuk uses the term oshak, Amar Rav Chista also was mechadish to us kagan sheyichid like Kli la'ashkai. When Reuven hired these workers, he actually designated a Kli in order for them to be able to get their wages from that keli, and it's only in that scenario where the chiyav and hashav gzeilos and kerem v'chaymish would apply. Let's see Rashi Dibur Maskel Sumas Yad Halva, that refers to a loan. But Amar Rav Chista said Kagan Sheyich Le'aloi V'Kliel La Davidumi De Bekadin, and therefore it's similar to the case of Bekadin. The Ilu Kafah Balva Gredasa, as if Reuven would have been Koyfin Halva itself Loi Mechayev Karben Shvua shvua, hal v'nit leitza, as since some nuva leitza leitza nitna, therefore you would be chayav a carbon shvua, as ultimately we don't look at it as if you took something from Shimon. And similarly, Rashi says, b'negeya oshak, schas socher, referring to the wages of a worker, sheyich leikli la'ashkai, v'iloi le mechayav a kvir schas socher, carbon shvua, v'le yimiyach le ba'api nafshe, ke pekodim a gezel aveda, as it has to be similar to a pekodim a gezel aveda, where you have an actual item that's miyuchad to that person, and you are lying and swearing falsely regarding the possibility to make that payment. And the Gemara continues that two psukim later, the pasuk tells us v'hoi kiyachta v'ashem, when a person did this avera, and then he admits v'hishav esegzeila shegazal oyesa oishak asha oshak oyesa pekodin asha hafked itai oyesa aveda asha matza. And the next pasuk continues oy mikalai sheyishav alav lashaka v'shilam oyesa b'reisha v'chamishisa v'yosef alav l'asher ulo yithnano b'yay mashmasai. And Rava points out v'chiyahad v'kra, and when the pasuk repeats this list, when the person is maida, ksiv, the pasuk stated v'hoi kiyachta v'ashem v'hishav esegzeila shegazal oyesa oishak asha oshak oyesa pekodin asha hafked itai. The pasuk repeats gzeila oshak and pekodin. However, v'ilu sumas yad lo yahad rekra, and the pasuk doesn't repeat the case of the loan, and the pasuk doesn't tell us that when Reuven is moida that he lied regarding the loan, he must make the payment to the lender. And Rava points out, my taima, why is it that the pasuk doesn't mention that since the borrower designated specifically as a mashkin for this loan, so now that the borrower is moida, the borrower should have to return that designated kli to the lender. And Rava explains, la mishun mechasu mashicha, and it must be because although at the time when the lender gave the money and gave the loan to the borrower, at that time he designated the kli, and therefore there was some sort of a kesef that was involved in this transaction. However, lemaisa, kesef is not enough to be koine metalin, and since the borrower only designated this kli and the lender did not make a kinyan mashicha on the actual designated kli, therefore the lender wasn't koine this item, and that's why the borrower doesn't have to give the kli to the lender. L'chair, we see from here that mois is ein and koines, as even though the malva gave the loiva a loan and gave money, the malva isn't koine the mashkin because mois ein and koines, and the only way that the malva would be koine is only if he performed mashicha on this kli, and lemaisa, since he didn't do mashicha, therefore the borrower doesn't have to give this kli to the lender. L'chair, from this pasuk we have a raya to the din of Reish Lakish that mois is not koine by metaltlin, and the gemara continues, omli rapapla rava, rapapa es rava, ema ma'ishek tuhu dahadri kra. L'maisa, when the Torah repeats itself, it speaks about the case of Ashak, and the case of Ashak, according to Rav Chista, was also in case kegan sheyich lekli la'ashakai, and l'chaira, over there also there was no mashicha, and even so, the Torah requires the employer to give the designated item to his workers, and therefore a papa tells Rava that maybe the reason why the Torah didn't mention the case of the loan when it repeated itself is not because we hold like Reish Lakish and that Mois is not koines, but it's because we already mentioned the case of Ashak, and that's the exact same case as a loan, and therefore there was no reason why the Torah had to mention Ashak and also would have to mention the case of Sumas Yad and the case of a loan. But in a chenami, maybe we would say that Mois is koines, and quite possibly the borrower is required to return the item they designated for the lender, and he must give it to the lender. And the Gemara continues, and some agrees that Amalei, that Rav responds back to Apapa, in the case of Oishik that the Torah refers to, it's Gagoyin, Shinat Lumena, Vechazav Hido Etzlai. And in the Kanami, in that case, there was actually Mashicha, as at the time that the employer was hiring these workers, he was Miyachad these Kli La'ashkai. The employer actually gave the Kli to the workers, and they made a Mashicha, and then the workers gave the Kli back to the employer, and therefore they actually made a Mashicha, and that's why once he admits that he lied, he actually has to give them this Kli, as Lamaisa, the workers made a proper Kinyan. And the Gemara continues, and Yasin Rava, Hayna Bekodim, Dalachir, if you're telling me that the case is that the employer gave the workers this item and they were actually coined an item already, then L'chari, that's the same case as a Pekodin. And why would the Torah have to teach us the same din in two different cases? And the Gemara answers, Trey Gav to Pekodin, that there are two different types of Pekodins. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Chodo de Mafka Midilei Gabei, one is where a person takes his own item and he places it by someone else in order for that person to watch for him, V'chodo de Yavle Ha'ishik Midilei, and one is in the case where an employer takes his item and he tells the worker that I will give you this item if I don't pay you, and he actually gives it to the worker for a moment, and then the worker returns it to the employer, and therefore this mashkin is actually sitting by the employer himself and not by someone else. The Gemara continues, and Rapapa Yesan Rava Ihachi, if it's true that Benegeya Ishak, we are able to say that talking about a case that not the men of Bechazav Efkido Atzlai, so Sumas Yad Nami Lahadrivil Ukme, Kagan Shinatlui men of Bechazav Efkido Atzlai. So why didn't the Torah repeat the case of Sumas Yad as well and say it's talking about a similar scenario where at the time of the loan, the borrower gave this mashkin to the lender, and the lender did mashicha, and then the lender returned the mashkin to the borrower. And certainly, even if you're Reish Lakish, in that case, the borrower borrower would have to return this item to the lender, because ultimately the lender already made a kinyan and he previously did mashicha on this item. Rav responds, he had recall late yufta vloisiata, and in a chenami, really the Torah could have written the case of sumasad when it repeated itself in pasachav gimel, but lemaisa, if it would have done so, then we wouldn't have been able to bring a raya to the din of mois kainis or mois enid kainis, and it wouldn't be a tiyufta and it wouldn't be a siyata to Reish Lakish. However, hashtag loya had recall by the fact that Torah doesn't repeat the case of sumasad once again in pasachav gimel, therefore it must be misyele. The Torah is telling us that we want to bring a raya to Reish Lakish, that the reason why you will not have to return the sumasad and you won't have to return this item is because in a scenario where you didn't do mashicha, then you will not have responsibility to return this item to the lender, since the lender was never claiming this item. Therefore, this case would not be included in the standard dinim of Hashem Gzelois and of Karen V'chaimish. Rashi explains, as Rabbi Yechon Lukba B'dloy Mashach, Rabbi Yechon will say the pasuk is talking about a case where you didn't do mashicha, and even so, he was claiming based on mice. Reish Lakish Lukba B'shem Mashach, and Reish Lakish will say the reason why he was claiming was because he raised the mashicha, and therefore it won't be a raya to Reish Lakish, and it won't be a raya against Reish Lakish either. However, Rashi continues, Hashtad Loya Hadrei Mesiele, now that we didn't repeat the case of sumasad, therefore it will be a raya to Reish Lakish. The men the Hadrei La'ashaku Pekadim V'gezel V'aveda, that since the Torah does repeat the case of Ashaku Pekadim V'gezel V'aveda, V'loya Hadrei La'sumasad, Ikalum Elov, so then we can learn that sumasad B'mechus Mashicha, that the reason why the Torah doesn't repeat the sumasad is because the Torah is teaching us a din where you didn't do Mashicha, V'ashak Kishimashach, the Torah repeats the case of Ashak to teach us that if he did Mashicha, then the employer has an obligation to return the item to the worker. And the Gemara continues that Rava's whole raya is based on the fact that the Torah doesn't repeat the case of sumasad. And the Gemara asks, "B'sumasad loya hadrikra, is it true that the Torah doesn't repeat the case of a loan?" But Tanya, we learned to the brisa, and some are not gurus the words Amrav Shimon. The brisa states, "B'nayin litin sa amal lemayla lemata," and we know that all the things that were mentioned in pasuk of aleph, meaning pekadon, sumasad, gazel, and asher kasamisai, are also applicable to pasuk of gimel that doesn't mention sumasad. And the brisa teaches us the chsiv as in pasuk of aleph. The pasuk tells us, "Oy mikol she shavul av l'shaka." Anything else where you swore falsely about it, that this is coming to include the case of sumasad, that even though the Torah doesn't explicitly mention sumasad in pasuk of gimel, however, the Torah in pasuk of dalet gives us a catch-all, and it says to include sumasad, that there's a chiyav hishavin in that case as well. Therefore, how does Rava bring a raya to Reish Lakish if l'maisa the Torah does repeat sumasad as well, even though it doesn't say mefurish? And the Gemara answers behead yamil la'habrikra, that since the pasuk doesn't mention sumasad mefurish, and it actually is only learned from diuk, since the pasuk is in oy mikol she shavul av l'shaka, and that's why Rav is medayik that the reason why the Torah doesn't mention sumasad specifically is in order to teach us that mois is not koinis by metaltin, and it's teaching us that in a case where the lender did not do a mashicha on this item that was a mashkin, then the borrower would not have to return it to the lender because the lender was not koinah, as mois is not koinis, and therefore it's a raya to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues that Rav mentioned that we also have a raya to Reish Lakish from a mishnah. And the Gemara continues, mastisa minolon or samagurus mastisa mayi. What is the mishnah that Rav is referring to that would be a raya to the din of Reish Lakish that mois is not koinis by metaltin? The Tan, as we learned in the mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, nisana lebalan mal, that if someone has a coin of hegdish and he goes to the bathhouse and he gives this coin of hegdish to the bathhouse attendant, then the mishnah teaches us that even though he didn't yet use the bath, he will still be oiva on Me'ilah. The Amar Rav, and Rav explained that mishnah that dafka balan hud loy mechas mashicha, that dafka benegeya bathhouse attendant, because over there is no chesar mashicha. When someone pays in order to go to the bathhouse, there is no item to do mashicha on, as he's just going to use the bath. And therefore, by giving the coin of hegdish to the bathhouse attendant, he's already mal. However, benegeya any other item where there's a possibility of doing mashicha, then the only way that you would be mal is only after you do mashicha. But by just giving the mois of hegdish to a person, you would not be mal. And as Rashi says, dafka balan ktani demal hanoisim mishum deskiris gemuri, because right away it's considered like he rented the bathhouse, but it's seen as haputa, but in yochel achzaboy, and he can't be chayzer she'in ka malim shoich, as there's nothing to do mashicha on. Avam nesana dava she'ish ba malim shoich imanu. However, if someone gave a puta of hegdish to buy a service, where there's an item that you could do mashicha on, and for example, when someone goes to get a haircut, then although you pay the barber a price for a haircut, but the din is that up until the point that you actually pick up the scissor and you make a mashicha on the scissor, you could be chayzer and you could decide to retract, and therefore in that case you would not be moil until you actually do a mashicha on the scissor. Mais, we see that in the case where it's possible to do mashicha, then mois is not koinos, and therefore we see a right to Reish Lakish that by metaltlin Mois is not koinois, and the only way to be koina is only through Mashiach. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that the only way to be koina is through Mashiach? But Tanya, we learned to Brisa, the son of Sapim all, if you give a coin of Hegdish to a barber, then you would be mal right away. The Sapir Haboy Lumimshech Tasperis, and we just explained that when going to a barber, the only way that you'll actually be mal is only if you actually pay the money of Hegdish to the barber, and you also do Mashiach on the scissors. And Lachir, how could it be that the Brisa states that once you give the money to the barber, you will already be moil? And the Gemara answers, Hachamay Skin and Besapin Nachri, the Laba Mashiachu, the Inachanami, the Bryce is referring to a specific case where the barber was a guy. And as the Gemara mentioned, Adap Mem Zayin Rebeis, that the Makar for Reish Lakish, that Mashiachu is Koino and that Moise is not Koino, is because the Pasuk says, Vichisimka Rimkala Misecha, Oikono Miyada Misecha, and therefore the only time that Mashiachu is Koino Metaflin is only Benegea Misecha and is only by Yisrael. However, as Rashi says, Nachri Le Shayach Beidin Mashiachu, the Miyada Misecha Ksiv, and therefore, by a guy, the only kinyan for metaflin is actually kesef and not mashicha. And Ayin Taisu points out when the Gemara answered b'sapin achri having matzal shtuyeh have money Rav Shimon he could have besamach, that really the Gemara could have said that this price is going according to the shita Rav Shimon. And of course, we said that even Reish Lakish agrees that Rav Shimon hold that Moise is koinois. The Gemara continues tain nami hachi and lemaisal being a raya from a brisa that it must be that this price is talking about a sapin achri, as the brisa states in son of sapa that if you give a coin of hegdish to a barber or the sapin, or to a captain of a ship, or to any other professional, that even though you gave money, you will not be mal until you do Mashiach. Kashan Adadi, and Lachir, there's a theory between this Brisa and the previous Brisa that stated in the son of the Sapim Mal, even without Mashiach. And the Gemara answers, Alav, Shmar Minah, Kam Besapin Nachri, Kam Besapi Yisrael, Shmar Minah. And it must be that the first Brisa is talking about a non Jewish barber, and therefore you're koina with Mois and now with Mashiach. And the second Brisa that talks about a Sapa, a Sapin, and Chol Bali Umnis, that Loy Mal Adam is specifically talking about a barber and a captain as well as other professionals that are Jewish. Therefore, the only time that they're going to be Oivam Ila is only once they actually perform Mashiach, as until that point they were in Koina, because Mois ain't in Koinois. The Gemara continues, V'chein am Rab Nachman Dvater Mois Koinois, and Rab Nachman also holds, like Rabbi Echron, that Midiraisa Mois is Koinois by Metaltlin, and it's a bit Tzarech Bia, because up until this point we were actually talking about the Shita Reish Lakish. Therefore, the Lashon of V'chein am Rab Nachman is a bit Shver. And the Gemara continues, Bat Kalev that Levi looked into his collection of brisas and he actually found a brisa that would be a raya to this dinner of Nachman and the dinner of Bechron, that Dvater Mois Koinis, that Medurisa Mois is Koinis by Metaflin. We explained the Gemara based on our Gersa of the word Veeshkach. However, Ayin Rashi, Botka Levi Masise, where Rashi is not Gers, the word Veeshkach, and Rashi is a Gia Vaisifa Betisefta Shasid of Vishonaba, that he was Magia, and he added in a member into his brisas, and he added this in order to show that the Halacha follows Rabbi Bechron and the Halacha follows Rab Nachman, that Midiraisa Mois is Koinois, and the Brisa states in the son of Lasit and Maul that if you take a coin of Hegdish and you give it to a wholesaler, then immediately you will be Moil, and even though you didn't do Mashiach, you are still going to be Moil because Mois is Koinois Midiraisa. And Ayin Rashi, who states, Sitan is Chenveni Gadol, Sitan is a wholesaler, and he sells produce in bulk to the storekeepers who are very poor, and he gives them this produce on consignment, and when the storekeepers finally sell the produce, then they will pay the wholesaler. And and when they get their initial delivery of the initial fruit and initial produce, then they make a small payment and they make a deposit. They give a down payment to the wholesaler, and if they gave a coin of Hegdish for this down payment, then the storekeepers would immediately be mal. And as Rashi says, Afagad le Moshe kol ha-peiros, even though they didn't do Mashiach on all the peiros, shorei habe poisekim v'bas achas, because they take a lot of peiros at one time. The Rashbam Maseches Bava Basra on that peiches says that the Lashon Sitoin is the Greek word for chitin and the Greek word for wheat. Mishum shekoyne habe chitin biachad kari lo sitoin. And Ayin in the bottom Taisa Amid, where Taisa points out, Nasa le sitoin mal v'im toima v'lukma b'sitoin nachri, that how could we bring a riot to Rabbi Echron if l'chair we could say that the Brisa is talking about a non Jewish wholesaler, and therefore, if you Reish Lakish, Mois is Koinois, and Taisa answers Veish Loima, that it's impossible to say that this wholesaler is a non Jewish wholesaler. The Sitan who Moicha Dovalach, the Hainu Yayin Veshemin, as a Sitan sells liquid such as wine and oil, as the Mishnah states in Perak HaMeicha Sasfina, Hasitan Mekanech Midoisav, Veyayin Veshemin Shalnachrim Asa, and we know that wine as well as oil of a guy is Asa, and even though nowadays we only have an Issa on Yayin Nesach, but as Taisa points out, the Braisa Misnei Koinim Shehita Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah Hashemin, that this is was before Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah was Mata Shemen because it was a davar she'in rei v'tzibah yechayin l'amidbar. Therefore, we can't say that the case of this brisa is talking about a sitoin that was the non-Jew, and certainly a Jew would not be able to buy yayin and shemen from a goyish sitoin. And clearly Rashi doesn't hold of this taisis, and still tzarech bia, according to Rashi, why didn't the Gemara say that this is not a raya to Rabbi Yechron, as l'maisu we could say is talking about a sita in Nachri, and we continue on daf mem ches amud beis, and the Gemara asks, alakash reish lakish, l'chir, from this braisa, it's shver and reish lakish, and the Gemara states, amulcha reish lakish respan, hamani Rav Shimoni, that in chanami, this braisa is dafka going according to Shita Rav Shimon, and as we previously pointed out, that even reish lakish agrees, based on our Mishnah that says, that Rav Shimon says, l'kech le'matzi hadabei, and we see that Rav Shimon himself actually holds that midiraisa moises koinois by metaltlin. The Gemara continues when quotes from the Mishnah on that memdal medalf, which stated that nasle mois le mashchim and a peris yachal achsubai, that if Reuven wanted to buy peris from Shimon and Reuven paid money to Shimon, but he did not yet do mashicha on the peris, then the transaction is not yet consummated, and therefore the seller can decide to be chayza. And for example, if the price of peris go up in value, then the meicher could say that I'm not selling it to you any longer, and he could retract from his sale. And the Mishnah then told us that even though it's true that Shimon could be chayza, Avul Amru, however, the Chum said, Misha Parim Anshi Daram Avul Midara Flaga, who Asli Parim Misha Eno Im Bidiburai. And the Gemara now brings a machlekes as to how this Misha Parim works. As Itma, we learned, Abaya Oma, I do in Medinale, that Abaya states, if someone comes to ask a Shaila as to if he could be chayza or not, then we'll media to him that certainly you could be chayza, but the Maisa you should know that if you do so, you will have this Klala. And Rava Oma and Rava states, made like Tinale, when someone comes to ask a Shaila if they can retract from the sale, Bezin will actually state the curse, and they will say that if you retract, then we curse you with the curse of Misha Parah. The Gemara explains the basis for Machlekes between Abaya and Rava. Abaya Amar Idiyah Medina Lay, that we only are Medina him, but we don't actually curse him. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, V'nasi Ba'amcha Lo Yisar, that you shouldn't curse anyone in Klai Yisrael. And even though the Pasuk says the Lashon V'nasi, the Pasuk is really referring to all people in Klai Yisrael, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Sanhedrin. And Rava Amar Rava states, Medalai Tidon Lay, that we actually will curse him. The Chsiv Ba'amcha, as the Pasuk says, V'nasi Ba'amcha Lo Yisar, Ba'isa Maisa Amcha, and the Torah teaches us that you can't curse someone that is acting as a proper Jew, and as Rashi states, "Behind lava isu ma'isa amchahu dechsev," as the pasuk in Sefania says, "Sheiris Yisrael liyasu avlov liyidabru chazov." And Ritva points out that certainly Abaya agrees to Rava that he dashin ba'isu ma'isa amcha. However, Abaya holds the kibin the machus yoykev v'zoyla oid leitzrichalei who the hadabei liyatsu mechlal sheiris Yisrael liyidabru chazov. That since there was a reason that he's backing out and he wasn't just lying, and it's because either it went up in value or because he doesn't need this item anymore. Therefore, in this case, it would not be considered that he's not Oysa Maisa Amcha, and therefore we can't curse him directly. And Rush points out that even though from the Pashas of the Mishnah, it's not Mashma that you have to be Maidiyah the person, and it's not Mashma that you actually have to curse him directly. Mikal Mokim Mistavalu Lahani Amroi, that's Mistavat Abai and Rava, Shetzarach Lassis Chizik Ladova, Lefisha Moina Am, Kal Lachsa, Kals Bashle Nigma Mekach Pekinian, Vein Yoidin Sheish Einish, Lemisha Einoim Bidiburai, and therefore Abai says you have to be Maidiyah him, and Rava says they actually curse him directly. And the Gemara continues, Om Rava, and Rava states, Minah Minala, and how do I know that I'm correct, that you're actually going to be made like Tinalei, and if someone wants to be Chayza, then you're actually going to curse them with the curse of Misha Parah. To Rav Chiya by Yosef, Yavalei Zuzei Amilcha, Rav Chiya by Yosef was selling salt, and buyers came, and they wanted to buy salt, and they gave him a deposit, and Lemaisa, they didn't take the salt, and they didn't do Mashiach yet, and then the price of salt went up, and now Rav Chiya by Yosef wanted to be Chayza, so also Kamed Rabbi Yechon, and Rav Chiya by Yosef came to Rabbi Yechon to ask the Shaila if he could be Chayza, and Amalei and Rabbi Yechon said to Rav Chiya Ba'abba, Zil Havlu, go and give the salt to them and sell to them based on your promise. V'iloi, and if you don't, Kabal Lecha Misha Parah, then you'll have the curse of Misha Parah. And Rava continues with his Raya, V'amir Do Medinle, and if you're going to tell me like Abaya that all you do is you actually Medea the person and you don't actually curse him, Rav Chiya Ba'yosef Ba'adihu, Rav Chiya Ba'yosef was a major Talmud Chacham, and therefore certainly he knew a din of Misha Parah, and why would you have to be Medea to him? And therefore it must be that Rabbi Yechon was telling him that if you retract, then I'll curse you with the curse of Misha Parah. And the Gemara continues, and as Valamai made light in lay, and if you're going to tell me, like you said, that Rabbi Yechon was actually telling him that I'm going to curse you, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef Asal Kabula Lel Latus Rabbanon, do you think Rabbi Chiya by Yosef was going to take a chance and he was going to be Chayza, even though he knew that Rabbanon would actually curse him? Of course, that doesn't make sense either, and therefore you can't bring a raya from the story of Rabbi Chiya by Yosef to either side of the Shaila, as El Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, a Rabban Hu Diavle, that the story by Rabbi Chiya by Yosef was that these people only gave him a deposit and they gave him a down payment for the salt. And for example, these people wanted to buy $1,000 worth of salt and they gave him a down payment of $100. And certainly Rabbi Chiya by Yosef knew that if he would retract, he would have the curse of Misha Parah, and he didn't mean to retract from the entire sale. However, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef thought that these people that gave him a down payment only had a right to the $100 worth of salt for the down payment, and anything more than that would not be included in the curse of Misha Parah. Gemara, and who sava kenegdu koina, and he thought that these people only had a right to the $100 of salt, which they gave a down payment for, and therefore he thought that they could retract on the other $900 of the salt, and even if he does so, he won't be included in the curse of Mishapara. However, v'amalei Rabbi Yechon told him, kenegakulu koina, that lemaisa, since they gave you a down payment for the salt, therefore they have a right to the entire $1,000 worth of salt, and if you will retract even on the $900 of salt, you will be included in the curse of Mishapara. The Gemara continues that this shiloh that Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef had and Rabbi Yechon Paskin is actually a machlekes, the itma, as we learned, a ravin rabba ima kenegdu koina, Rabbi Yechon ima kenegakulu koina. Ayin Rashi points out that certainly if someone gives a down payment for a piece of kaka, then certainly since kaka is niknas bekesef, so therefore they would be coined the entire kaka, even though they didn't give the full payment for the kaka, and the down payment that the buyer gives to the seller would be enough to be considered a valid kinyan, and it would be a kinyan gomer. And as we know, even if you give only a pruta, you would be able to be coined a kaka, and certainly at a later point, the buyer would still have a chiv to pay the actual price of the kaka to the seller. Until such time that the buyer actually pays the price to the seller, it would be considered as if the buyer has a loan that he owes to the seller. However, Agamar is talking about a case where someone gave a down payment for metaltlin, and even though by metaltlin Mois is not koines, either like Rabbi Yechon holds midrabanon or like Reish Lakish holds even midraisa, but even so, once someone gives a deposit, then there would be a shaila if you'd be over on the klala of mishapara if you don't go through with the transaction and you retract on your word. And Rav holds that benegay metaltlin, that the klala of mishapara would only apply up to the value of the amount that you gave for your down payment, which was the svara of Chiya bar Yosef. And as we saw previously, Rabbi Yechon argues in Rav, and he holds that once the person gives a deposit, then there's a din that you can't retract on the entire transaction. And even if the buyer wanted to buy $1,000 worth of salt, and he only gave a down payment of $100, the seller would not be able to retract, and he would have to sell him the full $1,000. And if he doesn't want to sell him the full $1,000 of salt, then the klala of mishapara would apply. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a question on Rav, and Rav held, when you give a deposit, you only have the klala of mishapara only up to the amount of the down payment. Before we continue, even though we mentioned the Lashnei Ravin before, Rashi points out that that Lashnei Ravin refers to a down payment. However, in our Braisa, the Lashnei Ravin is not referring to someone that gave a down payment in order to acquire something. But as Rashi says, this a Ravin is not similar to the down payment that we spoke about previously. This is not referring to a down payment, which is a partial payment for something that you're buying. But this was some sort of a mashkin to knas the person that would be chayza and wouldn't go through with the transaction. And as the Gemara continues, if someone gives a security deposit to his friend, and the buyer says to the seller, if I will retract and I don't want to buy this item any longer, then my security deposit should be machal to you, and you will be able to retain my security deposit. And the seller says to the buyer, if I'm the one that's chayza and I retract and I don't want to sell you this item any longer, then I'm giving you the right to collect double the amount of the deposit that you gave me, and you will be able to collect it from the value of this item that you wanted to buy from me. Bryce brings a machlekes as the sky matanayim did Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi hold that both tanayim are mekuyim, and as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yisi l'tamei, Rabbi Yisi is going l'shitasay to amas smachta kanya, and he hold that a smachta is kanya, and as Rashi says, haftachas guzma, sha'adu maftiach es chavir lismech lov, when a person makes haftacha, which is generally a guzma, where a person promises his friend something in order that the person should be samech on what he's saying, shim lo yikayim tanay yitin kafakach, and if he doesn't keep his tanay, then he promises to give him something. And generally, when someone makes an asmachta, he really believes that that thing will actually occur, and therefore he really didn't mean to give this item to him. But even so, Rabbi Yisi holds that asmachta is kanya. And of course, the classic case of an asmachta is when someone makes a bet with someone, and of course, when you're making a bet, you really think that your side is correct, and you think that you're not going to lose the bet, and therefore it is machlekes of asmachta kanya or asmachta loy kanya. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that asmachta loy kanya, and therefore neither the buyer nor the seller have to keep to that promise, but certainly the buyer and seller have to keep to this transaction, and at least up until the amount of the security deposit that the buyer gave to the seller, neither the buyer or the seller can retract, and they must go forward with the transaction. And as Rashi says, this one is not Michael's deposit, and this one doesn't have to double deposit, but they can retract on the rest of the transaction. The Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel explains, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that and all that you have to buy is only up to the deposit, is bizman she'omer le'avoinu yikain, only when the buyer said to the seller that my deposit should actually acquire up to the amount that I'm giving you as a deposit. And as Rashi says, shlei nasle b'tayis tchilas pirayin, that the buyer did not give this money to the seller at the beginning of his payment and as a down payment, v'ashar lo milva, and the rest will be like halvah, el b'tayir she'irovin zeh yiknes akol. The buyer thought that through the deposit he could be koina everything, and v'hola milsi, and certainly that doesn't work in a game of Taflin. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel continues, however, if Reuven sells a house or a field to Shimon for $1,000, uparla mehem chamesh meizuz, and Shimon paid to Reuven $500, then Kana, since it's talking about Metaflin and Kesef is Kaina, therefore you Kaina the entire Sada and the entire home, and then Shimon has the obligation to pay the other $500 to Reuven as soon as possible. And if Reuven agrees, then Reuven could extend his payments for many years, and even so, Shimon is considered that he bought the Sada from that day when he gave him $500. Certainly, by the Gei Akaka, we look at the $500 deposit as the beginning of the payment, the remaining payment that's owed, Shimon will have to pay to Reuven at some point, and until that point, it will be considered a loan. And the Gemara continues, my love, who adin lo metatlin b'destama konilulu kulu, the L'chayra, just like we said, by the Gei Akaka, that once you gave a deposit, then you coined the entire Akaka, and the rest of the money is considered a loan. The L'chayra, the same should hold true, by the Gei metatlin, and even though we know that by the Gei metatlin, Mois is not koinois, but L'maisa, we know that once someone pays money for metatlin, then the klala of mishapara applies, and L'chayra, just like B'negei Kaka, you coin the entire Kaka immediately. So L'chayra, once you give a partial payment for metatlin, then immediately the klala of mishapara should apply to the entire purchase and to the entire chayfetz. Even though, for example, you only gave $100 as a down payment for $1,000 of salt, you should have the din of mishapara on the entire $1,000 of salt. And L'chayra, we see a riot to Rabbi Echron and against Rav. The Gemara responds, loy metatlin b'destama loy konei, that even though B'negei Kaka, we say that once you gave $500 down payment, that acts as a kinyan to the entire kaka, and you claim the entire kaka. However, in the game of Taplin, even though you gave a down payment of $100 for $1,000 of salt, and one may have thought that the klal of mishapara should apply to the entire $1,000 of salt. However, we can't compare the din of kaka to the din of Taplin. And the Gemara asks, "Maishna, and what is the chiluk between kaka and Taplin?" And the Gemara answers, "Kaka to bekaspa koni le'mamish. Since B'negei Kaka, when you give kesef, then kesef is actually a kinyan, and therefore you could be claiming the entire kaka." So kondle lakula, so right when you give your deposit and your down payment, you have a kinyan of kesef, and therefore you create an entire kaka. However, metatle kone el kabule mishapara, like kone kule, but again metatlin, where even if you would make a full payment of kesef and you paid an entire purchase price, you will not be claiming metatlin either midrabanan or midraisa, and it only helps that you're going to have the klal of mishapara. Therefore, when you didn't pay the entire purchase price, quite possibly the klal of mishapara will only apply to the down payment amount, like Rav said, not to the entire metatlin and not to the entire $1,000 of salt, and we don't necessarily have a riot to Rabbi Echron. And as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil Maishna Umashninon, and the Gemara respond that Kaka di Yofa Kecha Kesa Bikinyono Liknis Lagamri Kinyagomor Mulachso Yofa Nami Kayak Mixas Priyosa Liknis Akol Al Metatlin Shuhura Kesapen the Ipara Kol Loikoni Al Kab Mishapara Bistominami Loikoni Purayan Mixas Lukuloi Likabu Mishapara Lashar El Kinegre Ravain. And before we finish, let's just point out the Lashon Ritva, which we really mentioned previously, as the Gemara stated, Konu Masloy Sashar Fila Ach Kamishonim, and the Ritva says, Guzbun Ba'alman Nokat Loy Mishar Dom Nasharim Choyvim Etzloy, Ve'inu Ma'akvim Bekhtis Sada, and doesn't hold him back as to his kinyan in the Sada, and he's koina immediately, Avashur Sadin, Shafilu's Man Shleshim Yoyim Einloy, but really he doesn't even have 30 days to pay back the amount of money that he owes for the Kaka, Shloy Omru El Bistam Mulva, that we only said the concept of Shleshim Yoyim B'Degayestam Mulva, Uchreisa Repair Kamen Makis, Avbenecha Chayv Lepur La Alto, and Loy Kotis Man, Ayin Shom. Finally, Rav stated that the Taban Ahmed made Latinle the Chsib Ba'amcha, but Isa Maisa Amcha, and Taisis points out, Loy Mikri Hai, Eno Isa Maisa Amcha, in the Shia Mutal Kaloy Bechinam, that certainly even though this person will retract and not sell this item to the buyer, you can't go and just curse him with any curse, Ki Im Lakalo El Mechachazeb in Mishapura, and we can only curse him regarding this Mechach, and only with the specific curse that the Mishnah taught us, and we will stop over here.